This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I am surprised. You think that's what they want to try to get out of the game? You know, I think, you know, you look at the NFL, what they've done in protecting players. I don't think that was an accidental play.
Okay, there's Lindy Ruff talking about lack of suspension for Stefan Nason. The big story, though, is the fact that Tage Thompson won't play tonight, and that obviously compounds the situation for Buffalo as they get set for Columbus this evening.
Yeah, well, first of all, I am still surprised that Nason did not get suspended. I rewatched it, and I said I can see what the Department of Player Safety is seeing, that it's a little bit more north-south, but at the same time, when somebody gets hit in the head that way and it's not a 5'8" players, it's a 6'6" or 6'7" player, mm-hmm. That's because that's an elevated hit. Even though Tage was leaning forward, it's an elevated hit. And it was with enough force to say, okay, let's take a look at it. So I'm very surprised. They just handed out Ryan Hartman a 10-game suspension, and I applaud them for that. But you missed the boat on Stefan Nason, so that's that. And you know, obviously, the mood is very different this morning here at KeyBank Center. Yesterday, they had a lot of meetings. They sat down. They talked about what happened against the New Jersey Devils, how that cannot be the way that this organization, this team, is going to handle things like that. So, you know, they won 3 in a row, but the mood is a little like, ugh. We did not do our job in the way to protect or to respond to a hit to our top player. And that's what the mood is like right now at practice. It was this morning. Hopefully that gets cleared out. They're ready to play the game and you're ready to move on. That's what Lindy Ruff tried to stress today. But I still feel like the players are feeling responsible for what happened after the Nason hit on Tage Thompson.
Thompson is out day-to-day. Matias Samuelson is also out with a lower body injury. Tyson Kozak remains out due to illness. So there is definitely a different look, including Isaac Rosanne getting another opportunity. This time a much bigger opportunity based on the absence of Thompson. And here's hoping that Rosanne is not as road-weary as one can only assume he is, based on 3 games in 4 days, Wednesday through Saturday, then flying across the country to Coachella Valley to take part in the skills competition on Sunday, only to have to come back yesterday to be ready for today's NHL game. So Rosanne has been so good of late. The beauty of this timing is that if you can muster up enough energy and just focus on tonight, there is significant time after this evening. It's not like you're running into a potential back-to-back as you get jacked up to return to the NHL. So here's hoping that Rosanne can slide in where Thompson has been and play, obviously, on top line with what is this could be a real nice feather in the cap of the Amherst development process over the last couple of years, when you consider that it's got Paterka, Yuri Kulik, and Isaac Rosen, all who found and have had excellent success at the AHL.
Well, Lindy Ruff did mention that, look, a lot of times when you call up a player from Rochester, from the minors, you know, they don't get the minutes, they don't get the quality ice time. They may be playing fourth line, third line, whatnot. And now, well, Roseanne's going to be playing with Kulik and Paterka, and he's going to get that chance. That probably energized somebody, right? Like, I mean, if you're Isaac Rosen right now, you're saying, yeah, I've been bouncing across country and, you know, playing 3 and 4, traveling, all-star game, skills competition, whatnot. He missed the all-star game yesterday. But you're looking at your opportunity, and you're like, hey, mind over matter here. Mm-hmm. Like, I am going to work so hard and push myself to the limit, because I am given a really nice opportunity. Look at how Yuri Kulik has responded from being given that opportunity. The door opens for many different reasons. The door opened for Kulik because Jason Zucker was sick. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, hey, let's move players around. And, okay, well, Paterka is going to play up there. McLeod not playing. What we're going to put?
Yeah, it was more McLeod. Not Zucker.
Paterka got opened up because of Zucker, but McLeod, yes, in the middle. So, for different reasons, the door opens. Mm-hmm. Well, right now the door's opening for Rosen to get in there because of obviously Tage Thompson being day to day.
Yeah, it's. There's a million ways to go with this. The concern, like for me, is obviously Tage not able to play today. But again, there's time now between this and the next game, so maybe it's more of a common sense process.
It's a common sense process. There's two ways to look at it. Where I look, the injury to Tage is the injury to Tage. That moment alone is unfortunate for the team and unfortunate for Tage himself. There's the game today. There's the game Saturday. So those are two really big games going into the Four Nations faceoff break. Then you have what if there's a need on Team USA for the Four Nations faceoff and Tage would be there? Now, I'm just saying for him
right.
personally,
yeah.
getting that opportunity. And now that's that hit alone and the injury alone. And then there's obviously the other side of it. How does it affect everybody in the locker room? Mm-hmm. How do you walk in yesterday and have a meeting and Tage is sitting in the room and you're like, sorry, bud, like we didn't do anything and we didn't have your back. Like that's another part that you have to overcome on top of everything else. No Matias Samuelsson, no Tage Thompson. You have to overcome all of it.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little more from Lindy today as he addressed the media before this game tonight against Columbus.
What is your takeaway from the way your players handled this in the aftermath of the hit? Specifically yesterday, Alex and a few of the other guys had mentioned that it was discussed.
Yeah, we had some hard conversations. It's over. What we discussed, we'll stay inside the room, and we're moving on to trying to win tonight.
Very confident it was a productive meeting, though.
Yes.
How important is a meeting like that, a moment like that, and how they respond, how it can bring a team together, potentially?
You have more than one moments like that in a year, usually. We've had several. They're really, it's about growing. They're important. It's important to, when you have meetings about games where you get blown out or when you're giving up all kinds of terrible goals, it's about growing together. And the only way to get better is learn from where you've been.
Was Kevin part of that meeting yesterday?
I'm not going to comment on any part of the meetings.
Matias Samuelsson, he wasn't out there today.
Yeah, he's ruled out for tonight too. Injury, lower body injury.
Is that long, short term, or don't you know yet?
Don't know. Just leave it at that, Paul.
Tyson took a shot before, early in the Friday's game. Was that? Yes.
So he's been sick. This isn't hiding anything, taking a shot, nothing. He's been sick. He was here today, skated early. I think the last I heard he was down 7 pounds. This bug that has hit has picked off like 7-8 guys now. Some have been longer. You look at Zucker, how long it took him. We're hoping that, you know, he can skate either on his own tomorrow or the next day and maybe be ready by Friday.
Roseanne's been really impressive in Rochester recently. What do you want to see from him based on your other viewings this season?
A lot of times a guy gets called up and he gets plunked on kind of that fourth line and, you know, you spot him in. I'm going to put him right up there with Cooley and JJ and let him go. There's a great connection there between Cooley and him, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think a lot of times, you know, given a bigger role, a guy, you know, can show more. So the plan is to try to give him a really good look. That's a great opportunity. And JJ and Cooley have really been going well. He's really been going well down there. I'm excited to see him get this opportunity.
To see him was training camp. What did you see from Roseanne before he went back to
Rochester? Great distributor. He was good in camp. I thought he a little tentative in the game we brought him for, but still made a couple really nice plays, hanging on to pucks. I like his playmaking ability first, probably, but I know he's really been hot down there when it comes to putting the puck in the back of the net too.
You know, it's a game at a time focus, but this franchise has not won 4 straight games in more than 2 years. Not that it's a message that you preach to your team, but is there a significance to breaking that drought? To good teams usually win 4 straight games at some point.
The best focus, I'll just tell you. I know I couldn't have told you that. I didn't know that. The focus is in winning this game tonight. That's it.
And Columbus is, dare I say, far more depleted than the now extra depleted Sabres, who are without Thompson and Samuelson. Columbus has had ongoing injury issues from the outset this year, and it was massively compounded in their last game against Dallas as they lost not only their top scorer, Kirill Marchenko, with a broken jaw, but I think the front runner for the Norris this year, Zach Werenski,
yes.
He is not going to play despite leaving and then coming back in that game. They lost Dante Fabro, who's been a really good pickup from Nashville for them this year. So, and that is piling on to the already lengthy list of impact and role players that Columbus has managed to do without. They come in with 59 points, sitting in a wild card spot, which, given everything, you know, they've had to go through, is absolutely remarkable. So there'll be no tears shed from the visitors' side with the losses of manpower that Buffalo is dealing with. How do you look at this matchup, and especially when we know that both top lines are going to be reconstructed in the absence of Thompson and Marchenko?
Yeah, right now you look at the Columbus top line, they got Fantilli, a young player.
Amazing.
As top
he's
line
really
center.
Turned it on in the last
but
25.
He's going against a young Jiří Kulík at the other end. Like, mm-hmm. It's about saying, hey, you got the talent, you got the opportunity. Right, Cole Sillinger is going to play the right side. Voronkov is on the left. Usually Marchenko's up there. So, yeah, it's a different look. Columbus Blue Jackets. The big thing with Columbus this year is they've overcome a lot of adversity and a lot of moments in the season where you thought, oh, this could go a different way. Look, I know the Sabres lost 13 in a row. They went 0-10-3. Columbus has had a 6-game losing streak, a 5-game losing streak. The Sabres have won 3 games 5 times in a row this year. Mm-hmm. Like 3 games in a row 5 times this year. Columbus has 2 3-game winning streak and 1 6-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been consistent.
14-5-2 in the last 21. No,
exactly.
That's the thing.
They've been consistent. They lose one, they've only got one time where they lost six in a row. Like, they've not gone, you know, multiple losing streaks, multiple two, three, four in a row where you start sliding the other way. That has been their key. It has happened many different ways. Mm-hmm. I think Elvis Merzlikins has been really good of late. I think he's been, no, he's still at 895. He's not over 900, but it's a long way from where he was earlier in the year where he was 885. Mm-hmm. So he's moved up, you know. So he's going to be in net tonight. He is a challenge. You have to get bodies. You have to get pucks in the net. So Roseanne, Kulik, Paterka, you know, Cousins, Tuck, Quinn, like, they have to have that mindset. And Dahlin has to continue playing the level he's been playing. I think Dahlin has been excellent, excellent since returning from the back spasm late in December.
Yeah, I took that from him, so he can thank me for taking the pain away.
Well, you're playing hurt, and you're playing good hurt, so that's good.
My new nickname is Copay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is only mildly amusing that my favorite NHLer is Kopi.
Kopi. Kopitar and Kope over there. That's a duo. You got a new duo.
I know. Honestly, though.
But how do you think the defense is going to fare? Because what we've seen is Dahlin and Byram, the Sabres.
Oh, okay.
Dahlin, Byram, Power, Samuelson the last few games here. No Samuelson.
Yeah.
So now you're going to probably keep Dahlin and Byram together. Mm-hmm. Power is probably going to have Jokiarju as a partner. I think Henry Jokiarju has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then that leaves you with, like, potentially Bryson and Clifton.
Yeah.
You're not going 11-7 again, right?
Like, these are super valid points you're bringing up. Why is my brain sitting here going, like, does it really matter? Like, is it because of everything else we've been talking about the last 48 hours? Or is it because, like, they're winning and they win in different ways, so, like, I'm really not worried about it? Like, I have a feeling that they can easily just kind of massage the lineup, move forward, and not miss. Like, it's different, obviously, the change on Buffalo's blue line with Samuelsson compared to Columbus without Werenski. You know
Absolutely,
what I mean? So
yes.
I think part of it, like I'm looking at Columbus has taken such a hit here in the last 40, and that's not to say Buffalo didn't. You're losing your best forward in Tage Thompson, but it's almost like it's balanced or even still, in a way, tilted Buffalo's way based on all this loss Columbus is dealing with.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, look, you lose Tage Thompson and Matias Samuelsson, it's never going to be good, but Columbus is dealing with a lot more. So, you know, it's not going to say, oh, it's a check in the Sabres side, but obviously,
right.
You know, you look at the other team and you say, well, they've got it worse. That's one. The reason why I went thinking about the roster, and especially what is going to happen on defense, is because the Sabres went to 11 forwards and 7 D in the last game.
Yeah.
So, you know, if
and
you,
have had done that multiple times in the last month. It, also,
yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, no Tage Thompson. I don't and plugging in Isaac Rosen. I don't think the Sabres are going to want to go 11 forwards in this game.
Right.
I think they'd want to go, hey, let's have four lines, let's have 12 forwards. So that would probably put you with Malenstein, Krebs, and Lafferty on the fourth line. Everybody else falls in, and now you have six defensemen. Is Clifton coming back in? And if so, Joki, are you moving up? Like, there's a few question marks there, but my biggest reason why looking at the roster was, the Sabres can't go 11 forwards again tonight with plugging in an Isaac Rosen in the lineup. I feel like they have to go 12 forwards in this one.
Just because of Rosen?
Well, because Rosen has been up and around and going to Coachella and playing 3 and 4 and he comes back. Like, you may want to manage some of the minutes that the players are playing. You just played the game against New Jersey. It's been hard emotionally and mentally the last couple of days with, you know,
Roseanne's probably coming in the best mental frame of any player in the Buffalo lineup.
100%.
Based on his success.
He's like,
he's,
you know,
probably
what?
Immune.
In Rochester, we just had a huge fight in Hartford, and it was awesome. We all got on top of each other.
That was part of the first game of their 4-game winning streak, of which he's been the biggest part.
Yes.
All due respect to everybody else in the Amherst, but he's got 7 goals in the last 4 games, 3-game winners. He's second in the league in goal scoring. He's top 10 in points. He's just enjoyed the spectacle that is being part of a league's best scenario, which is the skills challenge. And then last night, you know, he probably, undoubtedly, saw Brett Murray and company. Devin Levi, actually, they all, we'll talk about it a little later. But
yeah.
But Big Murr and Levi, even though they didn't get to the final game, they had moments last night where both of them wowed the crowd, which was kind of fun to watch. But honestly, like, don't you think so?
I talked to him this morning quickly because I joked to him. I said, hey, so did you have to fly red eye back in the middle seat? Because Ryan Klo years ago got traded from San Jose to the Rangers, and he flew red eye, middle seat, all the way through the night so he could make it to the morning skate.
Yep.
And he laughed, and he said something like, no, but I think he wanted to say close, right? Because it's last-minute arrangements. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get back as fast as possible. Sometimes I did that when I came back from South Carolina to Rochester. I did 3 planes, 2 layovers on a flight from South Carolina to
Rochester. Just to
Rochester,
save money or?
No, just to get there because it's like last minute.
I know.
You know, there's
know.
Not a lot of room and whatever. So he looked like he was like, yeah, that was a, I'm going to have a chapter in my book when it comes to the travel that made him come back to Buffalo. But he had a big smile on his face and he was ready to go.
This is all bringing back painful memories for me.
Of travel?
Yeah. Worst. Okay. You can't fully say worst decision ever. Because it was music related, right?
Yes.
So we were on, back when, you know, Maisie and I traveled all the time with the Sabres. We had an extended Western, well, it was a long Canadian trip, but it went, you know, out west and then across to Montreal before coming home. And we had extra time in Vancouver, but the team was flying back, let me say on the Saturday. The game wasn't until The game in Montreal wasn't until Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, it was very bizarre. And one of my favorite bands, Airborne Toxic Event, was doing like a charity, really, really, really small show in Vancouver.
So you decided to stay an extra day?
So I'm like, I'll meet you in Montreal, right? So
and it's within Canada, so you're fine. It's like
it's
easy.
It's fine, but when you get spoiled to the level of a charter flight across a country and you don't think twice about anything to it's dead of winter. Okay, concert was fine, was nice. The next day you're going across the country on it was a huge Air Canada plane, like probably 10 seats across, right?
Yeah.
Three. So this is why I'm thought of it. I was stuck in the middle. Everyone around me is sick. And you're going across the country, and you're going, I don't know if this was worth it.
Yeah. I'm going to go for a walk. Let me, my new seat is going to be in the bathroom. I'm going to stay there the whole flight.
And honestly, like, obviously, you know, push came to shove. Would I do it again? Of course I would. Because I love music. Like, I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity to see a favorite band.
So. It makes me think of something in relation to tonight's game. How do you make it all worth it? And I'm not saying that seeing your best player laying on the ice after getting hit by Stephen Nason and just winning a game is worth it. But I'm saying, how do you make it all worth it? That event happened. You had the meetings. Now you got to play the game tonight. Mm-hmm. How do you make it all worth it? You go all out. Mm-hmm. You go all out. You're everybody in that locker room. You are going to go all out, and you're going to beat Columbus, and you're going to continue on to Nashville Saturday, and then you have a break. If you want, as a player, to say, I'm going to quiet the noise. Like, there's a lot of noise around this. We're talking about it 48 hours later still. There's a reason for that. But if you want to quiet the noise, you're going all out. Is it worth it? To having to go through something like that, at times, yes, if you respond the right way. Just like you, like, is it worth it to be, you know, going to the concert, flying back, and, you know, I would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that the Sabres would respond the same way again, but if you learn from it, you can say, okay, we moved on in the right direction. That's the one thing you have to focus on tonight.
Do you remember what my lead into the show yesterday was? What changes moving forward?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is why I was asking that, for you to have the, not you specifically, but for the conversation to be, how do they take this forward? And obviously,
there's so many things that could have happened different.
Yes.
So many things. And I think you revisit all of them.
But there's also so much beyond, like, I don't know. There's now so much to look at within this matchup, but not the least of which, like, what they're up against. If anything,
like
Columbus has dealt with more adversity, obviously, than any franchise in the NHL. That is incredibly painful based on the tragic loss of the Gaudreau brothers. And it has carried into their season in the sense of ongoing adversity, and it's piling on again right now. But they are, like, they are the hallmark right now of, like, well, nothing is stopping them, right?
They're in a playoff spot.
And if the Sabres can somehow get to their own place within that realm of overcoming adversity and, you know, inserting new players and having them rise up, just like Jiří Kulik has done in his most recent opportunity, then, yeah, to your point, like, it's, you're never going to say it's worth it, because nobody wants to deal with the in-the-moment pain, ever. Like, that's life. No one wants to have that happen.
But you got to figure out a way. As a professional athlete, you usually move on from a bad game, a bad situation, even a big win. Mm-hmm. You got to move on from it.
Right.
But this will stick with you a little longer if you don't move on with it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that could have happened in that game. I also think that 20, 30 years ago, those type of situations probably happened many times over, your AHL years, your NHL years, you've had more opportunities to know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it happens once in a great while, and maybe you don't know that, but there's so many things that could have happened after the fact that, okay, let's see how you respond. If the situation presents itself, respond appropriately. If there's nothing to respond to, play the game, beat Columbus, move on, say, you know what, we're together in here, and this is how it goes. Because if you don't win tonight, there's going to be a lot of noise around it, because this is a game that's right there for you to have.
12 points between them in the standings. Obviously, Buffalo chasing Columbus for what they envisioned at the start of the year, which is being in the hunt for the wild card spot. There are 14 games in the NHL tonight, and there is a double-digit suspension to discuss as well. That belonged to Ryan Hartman, and we'll get into a lot of it as we continue. It's a game night. It's Buffalo Columbus. No Tage Thompson. He's day to day. Matias Samuelsson is also out with a lower body injury. Isaac Rosén recalled from Rochester. He will take top line minutes to start with Jiří Kulík and JJ Paterka. We've got a Sabres Road Crew party happening. It's coming up about a month from now in Fort Lauderdale, March the 7th. Tickets are just $20. Head to sabres.com/roadcrew. Long list of Sabres alumni in attendance on that night. Can't wait to see you there. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.